Hello, this is Kyle Jones with The Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we try to exhaust the biblical Greek and Hebrew text of the Bible. This particular and terse study is one of the three approaches to God's truth within our ministry. This particular study allows for our ministry to show the listening and viewing audience the in-depth nature of God's expression as He encoded and made His formula for our understanding of Him within history, philology, myth, and poetry. Today, our approach will be the second part of our look into J.R. Tolkien's work called The Silmarillion. We have already covered in a fairly exhaustive fashion the name for Eru, which was within the first five words of our study. We shall continue now from that sentence on and continue to exegete. This is titled Ainulin Dale, or the Dale or Place of the Holy Ones, the Ainur, and the subtitle is called The Music of the Ainur. There was Eru, the One, who in Arda, and I should say Arda is the Old English for the word earth. We also find that Arata is the Akkadian and Sumerian word for earth. We do find aspects of the Greek geos in Sumerian, and we also find that the word eretz in Hebrew, eretz, is the word for the earth, as we see in the word earth. The root etymon would be rada. So we do find a conjunction between earth in English, eretz in Hebrew, arda in Middle English or Old English or Anglo-Saxon, and we continue. So the one who in Arda is called Ilúvatar. Well, we discussed Eru, E-R-U. R is the rotex, E is simply the prefix, if you will, of the guttural, but nonetheless, it is an exhaustive treatment that we've done. So Ilúvatar, Ilu, is also the verbal prefix to the name of God, and Elohim, being a plural, compound noun and verb, Vatar, meaning the waters, and also a play of the V as labial as father or patar. So we have the sound of father, we have the sound of God, and we have the sound of waters. Let's continue. And he made first the Ainur, the holy ones, that were the offspring of his thoughts. Now, for one moment, maybe I should approach the Ainur. These must be as the sons of the morning, or the Bokar Banim, the sons of the morning star. The scholar, the late great scholar from India, named Lokmanya Bal Gandhar Tilak, wrote a book called The Arctic Home in the Vedas, where he discussed that the origin of the Vedas in India, that they were the religious text that became the parent of Hinduism, was first formulated in the Baltics, which would be roughly Finland and that region over there, where we also, within this ministry, believe there is a direct tie-in between the culture of Eden and Finland. Professor Tolkien saw the same, and it was Professor Tolkien that inspired me to do that research. I might make mention that in Professor Tilak's work were the sons of the morning that did go before the god in the Baltic region and did worship him in their courses, if you will, as a type of priests or watchers of God. I have done enough research for the word angel, and I have come up almost short when I was using my theological works and my theological dictionaries and many of my non-theological works until I came to the study of Tilak, Professor Tilak, and maybe making the tie-in between the Angira and for the word Angira and the word angels. They do have a relation phonetically, I believe etymologically as well. Nonetheless, for a fascinating read, one should check out The Arctic Home in the Vedas by Professor Lakmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak. Let's continue. And he made the first, the Ainur, the holy ones, that were the offspring of his thought. And of course, we know that Adam and Eve were created in the Tselem of God, or in the mind from God. God put them forth. They already existed. The story already existed, and who they would be and what they would do was in the mind of God. But they were made from the Tselem, just like in this this writing of Professor Tolkien. And they, that is the Ainur, were with him before aught else was made. And he spoke to them, propounding to them themes of music. And they sang before him, and he was glad. But for a long while they sang only each alone, or but few together, while the rest hearkened. For each comprehended only that part of the mind of Iluvatar from which he came, and in the understanding of their brethren they grew but slowly. Now I'm going to stop right here, just marking this. This will be the next treatment, will be our third treatment on this. I taught on the ratio of God. I looked up the word, I have studied the word for many years, the word reason, and it goes back to a deep mythology of the parque or the morai, the Latin ratio, if you will, ratio, meaning that we're apportioned. Even the word apportioned, op of or off of, and in the ratio, op ratio, apportioned, a certain amount of knowledge and understanding due to our given life, our emotional bringing up, our environment. We are given a certain cut of the pie, if you will. So if you could ever think of the word reason, you should be thinking in terms of the word ratio to the fullness of something, like say 10 to 100, ratio in the Latin, morai in the Greek, which means apportionment. And of course, we did the study, and we are still doing the study of the goddesses, the morai, the three fates, or the fatua. But in the story of Professor Tolkien's Silmarillion, we're looking now at the apportionment in the holiness of God and his relation to the Ainur, that they were given a certain function, a ration, an apportionment, a reason from Iluvatar that they would do their job. Well, for today, I'm going to keep it short, though I would like to continue and on and on and on. Thank you for your time. This is Kyle Jones.